More than 6,000 Salvadorans living in Massachusetts with temporary immigration status face potential deportation next year when the humanitarian program allowing them to live here expires. WBUR's Shannon Dooling, who recently reported from El Salvador, visited the government center there where many recently deported Salvadorans re-enter the country that some have not called home for years. This morning, she brings us inside the processing center known as La Chacra.
Family members start arriving around noon, walking up to the blue steel gate and explaining to the guard they're here to meet their son, their daughter, their brother, or their sister. This is La Chacra, roughly translated to the farm or the grange. It's the government-run center in San Salvador, where people deported from U.S. federal immigration detention are processed back into El Salvador. Up to three flights from the U.S. arrive in San Salvador each week, with as many as 135 people on each flight. The day we visit, there are 50 deportees arriving, mostly men between the ages of 20 and 30. During the flight from the U.S., they've been shackled at the hands, waist, and feet. They're unshackled when they land in El Salvador and taken by bus to La Chacra. They file off the buses one by one and head inside down a narrow hallway with a few sinks. Some of the men wash their hands and their faces. They're ushered into a large waiting room that smells of soap, and they're seated in bright orange plastic chairs. A government official stands up in front of the group and speaks into a microphone.
Buenas tardes. Sean bienvenidos. El gobierno de El Salvador.
Good afternoon and welcome from the government of El Salvador. Everyone is assigned a number, like you'd get at the DMV or the deli, and waits their turn for an interview with an immigration agent.
So right now, the recently arrived deportees are sitting in the waiting room, and you'll hear their names being shouted out, and basically they're receiving bags full of their items that they had when they were detained, when they were in ICE custody in the United States. So some of them have paper bags, some of them have mesh bags with flip-flops and toilet paper and other sort of essentials. Oh, and you know what? I'm just seeing everyone putting their belts back on. Their belts would have been taken away from them when they were in ICE custody.
Hey, ¿qué onda? Hey, dígale a mi a Miguel que ya estoy aquí en El Salvador, que si van a venir a recoger sí o no, porfa, no.
There's a counter where people can walk up and ask to use a phone, so they can call their family or call someone who's might be able to come and pick them up.
Si me van a venir a recoger, aquí estoy ya en El Salvador yo. No, estoy...
We're listening to one conversation right now, and a young man is trying to explain to someone where he is, but he didn't know the address. He actually didn't even know if he was in San Salvador or what part of the country he was in.
Espérame, la...
Dirección General.
Detención.
Dirección.
Dirección.
Detención.
Detención.
Al migrante.
Del inmigrante, dice.
Colonia Quillones, La Chacra.
Colonia Quillones.
La Chacra.
La Chacra, dicen aquí, tío.
So he had to ask one of the employees here for the address so that he could tell the person on the phone where he is.
¿Cómo se siente?
Claro, no. Todo nuevo, miro. No, yo siento bien raro. De verdad que ni, no siento, aquí no me gusta.
20-year-old Jose Fuentes is back in El Salvador for the first time in 6 years. He was deported from Las Vegas. He says it's weird to be here. Everything feels strange, and he doesn't like it here.
Por la situación que en el país de uno, pues, así como está peligroso, pues, no se puede vivir en su país uno y, pues...
Fuentes says it's dangerous here. He left when he was 14, after being pressured to join a gang. The family waiting room is in a separate building, behind tinted glass. We walk by and see a young man waiting outside, wearing a blue and white El Salvador soccer jersey. He says he was living in Boston before he was deported. His mother steps out of the waiting room, and they share a hug. The 21-year-old places his hand on his mother's back while she cries with her head buried in his shoulder. They walk out through the blue steel gate together, and start the 4-hour drive back home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.